Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here from ConnieReaganGreen.com with another call in the podcast series. This is my series of online marketing tips, and today we are focusing on using PLR, which is private label rights, to turn into ongoing products. And I will tell you, it's so exciting. I could create a new product almost every single day because I have so much PLR on my hard drive, and I bet you do as well. So you don't want to set up a new site every single day. That really is a bit much. But right now, if you are in the very beginning, and some of you are, set as a goal for yourself to set up a new product once a month. When you see how fast and easy that you can do this, you'll want to change that to twice a month. And for a while anyway, you'll probably want to do it once a week because you can get people to help you do it, which I really, really recommend that you get people to help you. It's called outsourcing. And all of us are outsourcing things in our life already, such as getting your hair cut. Most of us don't do our own hair. Getting things done with the car. I personally don't do much at all with my car. I will put in gas once in a while, and I'll take it to the car wash once in a while, but I usually don't even do those things every single time. So everything related to my vehicles is done by someone else. Lawn care, I don't do that. And if you are doing all of these things, if you're cutting your hair, if you're doing everything with your vehicle, if you're doing everything with your lawn, depending on where you live, you probably want to find some people to help you do that because other people can do it faster and better, and that will free up your time to do things that are really income producing. So if you're at a job, can you imagine saying, you know, I just can't come in on Mondays. I'm too busy around the house. I'm cleaning, and then I have to go outside, and I have to mow the lawn and do everything. Well, the boss would say, well, you're crazy. You have to get someone else to do that. Your obligation is here Monday through Friday. So if you think of it that way, when you have your own business, you really have an obligation to do your work at your computer, which is where most of this happens, where it takes place, and you're obligated to do that for a certain number of hours a week. If you're full-time, you want to do it probably 30 hours or so. If you're part-time, you want to do it about 15 hours. So you decide. All right, lots of great questions, and I want to direct you, if you're at the page right now that has everything, it has the links on there, but I'm going to share some links. So let's talk about private label rights and where we get this amazing content. Some of it I get from a site, and I'm going to give you my affiliate link, coachingstickyglue.com, coachingstickyglue.com. And that's the site run by my friends, Nicole Dean, who I know pretty well at this point, I'm really excited to say, because long ago I just knew her online. I was asking her questions when she used to be an affiliate manager for someone. And now we're actually face-to-face, in-person friends and have had lots of adventures around the country. The other person that owns that site with Nicole is Melissa Ingold. And I love Melissa very much as well, but I haven't met her in person. I hope to meet her in person up in Canada in the spring of 2015. So I will be thrilled when that happens. So coachingstickyglue.com. The next two sites I'm going to give you are both run by Alice Seba, who I've now met in person twice. I met her in person in Atlanta about a year and a half ago, and in Canada just this past spring. So one of the sites I'm going to give you that's Alice's is connieloves.me/Alice, A-L-I-C-E. The other one is connieloves.me/DIY. That stands for do it yourself, DIY. So those are the sites that I buy 90% of my PLR from. So there are some other smaller ones, but I'm not going to recommend them today because it ends up being too much. So now, this week, I've been sending out emails talking about some of the packages that are available. And I recommend the packages because you want as much content as possible for the lowest price. And because they sell these packages to 100, sometimes 150 people, then we get it at a very low price so they can still earn some money, the people that own the sites, and the writers can be paid. Because remember, they usually are not doing much of the writing themselves. They're hiring, they're outsourcing the writing to other people. Now, I've met one of the people in person, and I was really very impressed. She was highly educated and enjoyed writing and did a lot of research before she put together a package to be sold by one of the people who sells PLR. So I will assume that most of the people fall into that category. That doesn't describe me. I'm educated, but I'm not highly educated. And I write, and I'm a best-selling author, but I'm not the type of writer that could write this PLR. These people are so much more talented than I will ever be. Their writing is far superior, and that's okay. That does not hurt my feelings one bit. So the package that I'm going to talk about today, and let me make sure, I'm going to look for questions if you're here. Okay, good. Lots of questions, lots of people. All right, and Bev was having trouble getting connected, and she's connected now. Good. Good job. Love having everybody here. Let me see. Good. We've got lots of live people. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes, because the alternative isn't that great. Okay, so the package that I'm going to talk to you about is one that I was mailing for earlier this week, and it's called, let me pull it up here, it's called De-Junk Your Biz, How to De-Junk Your Biz. So when I saw that, I thought, that's a good one to use as an example, because de-junking your biz is really getting organizing and decluttering. That's the overall topic. That's a great topic no matter what niche you are in. I almost can't think of a niche that that wouldn't work really well for. Here, let me just close out some of these lines that are open here. All right, I believe I have closed everything out that I need to close out, just so we'll have a nice clean recording. Okay, so the first thing I do when I purchase one of these packages, and now I get them every month. So I go in and I have it marked on my calendar for two different days every month. I go in on one day and I go in about 2 weeks later on another day, and I'm pulling that content that they have downloaded into my account and I'm saving it in a Dropbox folder. That works for me and for the people who work with me, who help me rewrite and do a variety of things with the content. So stay organized, talking about this topic of being organized, stay organized with your PLR, or the next thing you'll know, and this happens to all of us, so don't feel bad, you end up with so much stuff you don't know what you have. So this one is called De-Junk Your Biz. So the first thing I do is unpack it. So when I unpack this one, I see that I have something at the top called a 21 Idea Blueprint. So when I double-click on that, then it gives me images in a folder, and there are about 7 or 8 images in there, or maybe more, maybe about 10. Then they're giving me a Word document and a PDF of 21 ways to de-junk your business. So when I open that up, and I apologize if I'm talking quickly, but I'm so excited about this, I see that this is 11 pages long, 2,004 words. So this can be part of a product. This can be the main report that gets sold if you're doing this as a product. So right around now, I would start brainstorming domain names, because if you have a new idea, a new product, something new that's going to be in your repertoire of things you're doing online, it needs to have its own domain. Don't use a subdomain and don't put it on another domain you already have. I did that my first couple of years online, and it was a nightmare. I won't go into the details, but it didn't work, and I had to go back, and I spent about 4 months in 2009 as part of the Better Your Best contest I was part of with Armin Morin. That was part of what I did. I redid about 600 pages, and I did that myself. I did win the $25,000 grand prize, and that was part of why I won, but I don't recommend going through that for anybody, because it was wasted time in terms of me earning money. It was stuff I had to redo because I had not done it correctly in the first place. So buy a domain. So now, depending on your niche, you would buy a domain that would fit that. So for me, I might buy something like getorganizedinyouronlinebusiness.com. That would suit me. That would fit. Or gettingorganizedforonlinemarketers.com. That could work. So I would throw some ideas around in my mind. I'd write them down. We must write things down. And then after I play with this content a little more, I would go and buy one of those domains. But in the meantime, for the beginning, I'm just going to read through these 2,004 words. So I did this earlier this week. And what it is, they've put together 21, let me go back up to the top here, 21 tips, 21 ideas, they're calling it, on how to stop yourself from sliding down the slippery slope towards overwhelm. So I read these and I thought, okay, so this could be part of the main product, but I also want to break it up into something shorter that I can give as a free giveaway, and I also want to turn it into some blog post so that I can use those posts to promote the product when I have the product put together. So if you go over, and I mean, I'm going to be real honest with you, this only took me 17 minutes, maybe 18 because I spent one more minute after I had come online for this call. So 18 minutes. If you go to hugeprofitstinylist.com, and if you scroll down to the second post, because that post at the top is my sticky post that stays there, if you scroll down, you'll see, oh, now I got to refresh the page. There it is. Okay, so under September 19th, 2014, which, if you don't know already, is Talk Like a Pirate Day, arg, arg, arg. I'm not good at talking like a pirate. I'm better at teaching stuff. All right, so it's called Get Organized Online, and you'll see the picture of the penguin on the slippery slope. That's an image they provided for me, so it's a PLR image, and it's one of quite a few images included in this package. And then it says, Get Organized Online to Grow Your Business. What I did here was I chose 7 of the ideas. I didn't want to choose all 21. I only wanted to choose 7, and I did it quickly because I wanted this done very quickly. I've been away, been in Hawaii, just got back yesterday late afternoon, drove back to Santa Barbara this morning, sat down at the computer about 45 minutes before this call, opened up this package again, and made this blog post. And honestly, it took me 18 minutes to do everything you're seeing there. That's all. So I copied, I pasted, and I did a little rewriting. Will I rewrite more later? Yes. Or I'll have one of my assistants who does this type of thing come in. And what I'll say to her or him is, please spend 15 minutes, no more, rewriting more of these ideas. So if I'm paying someone $20 an hour, that would be about $5 worth of time that I'd be willing to put into this because I'm probably not going to do it myself. So you'll see that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ideas. What I will do myself is at the end of the 7th idea, I'll go down and hit enter one more time, and instead of idea number 8, I'll have a closing sentence or paragraph. When I have this as a product, that's where I would have a link to sell the product. All right, I want to stop because it feels like I'm going a mile a minute, and I want to see if there are questions around this before I go any further. All right, and Mary says, can you repeat the domain name? So, Mary, you're here on the live call, so if you just go over to the link for this call that was in the email, then you'll see all the links I'm talking about, but I am happy to repeat them one more time. The first one is coachingstickyglue.com. That's my affiliate link. It's a domain I purchased to promote Nicole Dean and Melissa Ingold's site that I buy a lot of stuff from. I buy just about everything from them. Very seldom I don't buy something. The next one is connieloves.me/Alice, A-L-I-C-E. That's Alice Seba's, one of her main sites for private label rights. And the other one is also Alice's. It's connieloves.me/DIY, which stands for do it yourself. Okay? All right, I'm not seeing questions around this, so I'm going to go back to some of the questions from earlier. And if you have questions about what I just said, because there's a whole lot more, because right now I've only gone through the report. There's still a calendar, a checklist, 2 sets of PowerPoint slides, which total 79 slides, resources, tutorial, worksheet, and coaching business tools. So there's a whole lot in these packages, a whole lot. They make really nice products that you can sell for about $20. So it depends on your market. For me, I would sell them probably for $17 or $18. All right, so Mike says, and this is Mike Darling from smarterwebsolutions.com. He says, what is your favorite source for PLR? And I've answered that. How do you repurpose the content? What do customers seem to really enjoy? They enjoy products that will help them, and I think all of us do. Anything that we buy online or off is some item that will help us do a particular thing. So you can take a look at this just down the line. Think of anything that you have purchased. My most recent purchase from Amazon was a bottle of stainless steel cleaner. My housekeepers in Santa Clarita always tell me what I need when they're there. And a couple of weeks ago, they said, we need stainless steel cleaner. And so it's a liquid they spray on my appliances, and they use a special cloth, and they wipe it off, and it looks shiny. And that's great, and I was out of it. And I didn't feel like going shopping, and I knew I was going to be traveling, and so I didn't go shopping. Instead, I went to Amazon, and I was looking for a product that would solve my problem. Something that I need was the stainless steel cleaner. So I found it for $6.50. I'm an Amazon Prime member, so there was no shipping. There was tax, so it was $7 and something, and it arrived in 2 days, so I didn't have to think about it again. Same with anything online. We're looking for something that will help us do a particular thing. It will solve a problem that we have. So think of it that way. If you're looking around your office right now, wherever you are, I have two home offices. So I don't rent an office space. I don't even care for that idea. I haven't done that since my early real estate days, so many, many moons ago. So we want organization. We can't have so much clutter. So when you look around and you're seeing that that's a problem and you need help, then a product like how to get organized in your online business or for your home office, something like that, it can seem very attractive because it's great, great information. All right. Clydette, email me about that. All right, Shan is over in the UK, and she says, how much of a PLR product needs to be rewritten so it can be unique? The truth is, you're buying the rights to that content, so you don't have to change a word. But you'll want to, like you're saying, to make it a little more unique. Mine tends to be about 50% rewritten when it's complete, which means right now, at the post I just sent you to at hugeprofitstinylist.com, that one's been rewritten about 5%. That's it, because I didn't take the time to do it. So you'll want to take some time with that. If I were to do that myself, to rewrite as much as I want it rewritten, it would take me an hour. That's why I would rather pay somebody for 15 minutes of their time. They're better. They're faster. What they will rewrite will come out much nicer. It'll be written in a way that's more appealing. If I'm paying them $20 an hour and it takes them 15 minutes, that's $5. If I do that myself and it takes me an hour, then that's me saying my time is only worth $5 an hour, which is about half, I believe, of minimum wage in the United States. So I would rather have somebody else do it. If you do the math, it does make sense. All right, and Rachel is here, and she says, I can't wait to see what that brain of yours is rocking tonight. Well, I will take that as a compliment, because hopefully my brain is rocking some great stuff that will help you guys have a fantastic business. All right, Dave is here. Dave is in West Lorne, and I don't know where West Lorne is. So, Dave, if you can tell us, is it Australia? I don't know. All right. So Dave says, I'm fairly new to all of these opportunities. I hope this question is, in fact, on point with tonight's call. Can you tell me what is meant by rebranding short reports like those recently available from Dennis Becker? I appreciate your approach to online business success. Yes, when we rebrand a report, what we're doing is we are taking out the affiliate links from here, and I'm going to look this up right now. We're taking out the affiliate links from the original person, and we're replacing them with ours. And luckily, let me do something here. It's super, super easy to do that with the new rebranding tools. So I am looking at this. Here we go. If you go to connieloves.me/8, and it's the number 8, reports, connieloves.me/8reports, you can access all 8 of these, and I've made a whole lot of dough with these. So you want to do that. Anything that's bringing people lots of dough, you want to copy immediately, because that's how you learn what's going to work for you that's a little better even. So connieloves.me/8reports, the number 8 reports. And this is Dennis Becker offering us 8 of his reports for a limited time. Get these profit-inducing reports without spending a dime. I will tell you, it's super easy. It used to be much harder to rebrand something. And when I was learning in the very beginning, it was very frustrating for me. I had to drag and drop. I was on a PC, not a Mac, so the drag and drop didn't work quite as easily. And many times, I didn't do it correctly. So I will always assume it was operator error, me, because I was new to this type of technology. And finally, when it would work, I could breathe again, because I would hold my breath for 10 minutes while I was trying to do it, or it felt that long. And finally, when it worked, and when I recognized my affiliate link, then I said, yes, yes, I can do it. And then I tried to retrace my steps to see how to do it again. Now, especially the way Dennis is using, with the rebrander he's using, it's so, so simple that even if you mess it up the first time, you won't the second time. And if you do, just send me an email, and I'll either do it for you or explain where you went wrong, because I'm all about teaching you how to fish instead of giving you a fish. And that was in my email today. If I do things for you, if I just give you a fish, you only eat today. If I teach you how to fish, you're going to be able to buy really great things forever on your own. So I hope that answered your question on that. All right, let me go back here. And Dave says he's in Ontario, Canada. Well, Dave, I'm going to be there again in April or May next year, so I hope to see you there. All right, so Al says, when you personalize private label rights, is it recommended to add or swap out images for branding purposes? No, I don't do that. You could, you certainly could, but I'm not so concerned with images. Now, if you have an image that's for your business, you may want to always include it, at least on the front page if it's a report. So that's up to you. And where's a good place to get images? There's so many places. The one that I will recommend, and this is not an affiliate link, is iClipArt. So the letter I, clipart.com. And I'm thinking I'm paying about $60 a year for unlimited small images there. I think it's $60 that I pay. All right. And Mary says, yes, it's just this is audio. This is going to be a podcast. You're on a live call that's going to be a podcast. All right, and Donna wants to know how many, and she's in Kingman, which I believe is in Arizona. How many domains do you have? As of this week, I have 557. Yes, they're all working for me and making money, except for a handful that are in the process of being built, sites that are being built. So lots of them. How do you manage security for multiple domains? I'm not sure what you mean about that, because every domain would need its own type of security, so that's kind of, you know, not in the scope of what we're talking about today, but you can certainly email me if you're having an issue with that. All right, and let me go down here. All right, and Dave says, I'm a classic car auction catalog writer. How interesting. That's really interesting. I was bitten by the marketing bug a few years ago when I first started listening to your interviews and reading your books. Well, thank you so much. How kind of you. I have a domaining online marketing site. I'm a member of Domain Clout from Gene Pimentel. Gene's a fantastic guy. And your site is keyworddomainsource, all right, .com. And, yes, and Jason Fladlin went in with Gene on that product. I have a Blogger blog for my classic car business, and I'm changing over soon to a hosted WordPress blog for that. Good, because I almost was starting to hold my breath and hyperventilate. Because the Blogger, and if you have a free site, that's okay, but you want to do what Dave's doing. He's saying he's switching it over to a site that he'll own. Because the heartbreak of going one day to your free site and seeing that it's no longer there will be more than you can bear, and it could discourage you from doing business online. So anything that's free, we don't own, and that's not good. Like Facebook. Facebook is free, so we can't get all upset if it's not there one day. And stranger things have happened. So you want to own and control anything that's part of your business the way you would do offline, same way. All right, and I'm also an enthusiastic member on LinkedIn and have had success generating leads and closing sales too. Great, great. And be sure to always connect with me. I'm at now at 17,100,000, my reach there approximately. I was trying to hit 17 million recently, and I did. And now I'm at 17,100,000. So next stop, 18 million. All right, and Al's site is the Modern Samurai Society. All right, Leslie says, could you please talk about the specific task I can, should ask my web person to help me with to transform a PLR item into my own product? Okay, so a tech person only puts it together for you. They only put the sites up for you. So you would tell them that you would give them the copy and you would say, this is what I want on my sales page. And keep the sales page simple. Keep it to 3 or 4 paragraphs. You don't need that information. I would explain, if I'm trying to get people to buy my product, on getting organized for online business or online marketers or something like that, I would say, you know, is your office a mess? Are all of your files on your hard drive impossible to locate? Do you need help decluttering physically and organizing digitally? My product will teach you how, and I'll give some reasons, some bullet points. Here it is. Here's the price. Buy or don't buy. Those are the choices. So you give them the copy, and you say, this is my domain. This is the copy for the sales page. These are the items that will go on the download page. And I also need a thank you page. You'll set up an autoresponder. So Leslie, this is a great question because it's moving parts. But remember, your tech person is like a computer. They're just taking direction, because if you let them make choices that are marketing choices, you've given away control of your business. Typically, a tech person is not a marketer at all, or else they wouldn't be doing tech work by the hour or by the job for other people. So always remember that. If the people that you outsource to are giving you advice in an area they shouldn't, tell them, please, just do the tech work. And say it nicely. But it would be like if the people that come to take care of my lawn front and back in Santa Clarita, where I am about 10 days a month, if all of a sudden they wanted to talk to me about taking care of my car or doing something with my dogs or painting my house, I would say, thank you so much, but I love the way that you're taking care of the yard. I'd like you to continue doing that. Because why would they give me advice about something else? If they were good at the other thing, wouldn't they be doing it? That's what you always want to ask. All right, so you need your domain. I'm going to assume you already have hosting. You want to have very short copy for your sales page. You want to attach to your email the things in the that you're giving as the product, and then also tell them you want a thank you page, so when someone buys, it'll say, they're taken to a page that says, thank you so much, please check your email, you'll be given further directions on how to access your product. And I recommend now setting everything up in AWeber. It's easier, connieloves.me/AWeber. Super, super easy to do. And that's really the only information that the tech person needs to have. So you don't want them to help you with the copy. You don't want them to give you ideas on other stuff, because that's marketing. Once a person who works by the hour or by the job learns marketing, within a few months, they don't do work by the hour for other people. They want that time freedom that all of us have that are doing well with our business. All right, let's get back to the product. So the first thing I went through was the 21 Idea Blueprint. That was the 11-page, 2,000-word document that I can break up into blog post, I can use as a short report, and also as a full report as part of the product. The next thing is the calendar. So I'm going to open the calendar. And the calendar is 9 pages, and it's 1,428 words. And boy, this stuff is so nice looking. Again, you're going to read through every bit of this. Would I change anything here in the calendar? I don't know that I would change anything. The only thing I would do is add a footer here with my name, use the copyright symbol add my name, so copyright Connie Reagan Green. Don't put the year, because in a year or two, people won't buy because they'll think it's outdated when it really isn't. All right? And then I would have my domain to my main site at the bottom of this. I don't think I would change a word of this. Very, very well written. Okay, the next piece is the checklist. All right, the checklist is 6,850 characters. Here we go, 1,524 words. It's 7 pages. So I would read through this, and I like to read carefully, and this is something that only I can do. And then I probably will add some things here. So I'll probably edit this ever so slightly. But I probably won't spend more than 15 minutes on it. All right, so the rest of Leslie's question was, when I look at a PLR package and open the zip folder, I'm never sure what to do with it besides personalize the documents. Thanks. So Leslie, so that's what you're going to do. You're going to go through, you're going to personalize them, and then you'll attach them when you send them to a tech person and say, these are the items that will be included in this product. And you might list them. So you might say, there's a report. Here, let me go back to this. You might say, there's a report that's part of the product that's called a 21 Idea Blueprint, and you might rename that. That might be a good idea. There's all, and you'll tell the person, there's also a calendar, a checklist, 2 sets of PowerPoint slides, and I want to talk about what to do with those slides in just a minute. There's also resources, a tutorial, worksheets, and coaching business tools. So you're itemizing the things, and that way the tech person just has to download them and then put them on your download page, because that's the magic that they do. They make it all work. All right, let me go back. I want to see if there are more questions. Yes. All right, and Dave says he would love that, and I'm assuming that will be to meet me with me in Canada. I love Canada. I've been there 3 times, love it very, very much. Love it more in the spring, summer, fall than in the winter, because I'm a California person. All right, John Lee says, where do you find someone who will do a great job of rewriting private label rights? Does your rewriter charge by the number of words per article or page, and what do they charge? These are virtual assistants. So we call them VAs, virtual assistants, and these are people that typically work by the hour, and the prices vary depending on how much experience they have. So my recommendation is to find somebody who already is using VAs and see if they have anybody who has extra time. So right now, I don't have anybody that has extra time, but if you email me, then I will let you know as soon as somebody has more time. If somebody is very good, I try to buy as much of their time as I can. That doesn't always work because some people, especially tech people, they need to make more money, and they will continue to take clients when they shouldn't take any more, and that's why they don't get back to us as quickly as possible. So if that happens, then I call them on it, and I say, wait a minute, you know, I'm paying you for X number of hours a week, and now for 2 weeks you've told me you're not available. What's the problem? And if they're not available for, just say, a full month, and you're paying them by the month, you don't need to pay them that month. They owe you a month. You have to be strict with people, because not everybody working from home will organize their time and manage their time in a way they should. That's a whole other topic, but it's not a bad one to bring up. So you want to find people that come highly recommended because they don't take on too many clients and they know what it is you want to do. Now, right now, I'm actually testing out a new person, and I believe she's going to be very good. Her writing is very good. And I'm testing her out on some smaller projects. So if she's good, I will love to share her information with a couple more people, because then she definitely would have time every week or however often you need to have somebody. I like to pay people by the month, because there might be a couple of weeks where I don't need them. But if I'm paying them for just, say, 5 hours a month, I know during a 30-day period I will need them for that time, especially with PLR because we have so much of it. So great question. All right, and let me see what else here. Okay, Bev. Bev says, where do you start if you don't have a list? You start with keywords so that people that are searching online can find your product, and then you very, very quickly start a blog with your name and start writing so that you can tell people who you are and what you're doing. You really have to have a main site. There are very few people at this point that don't blog. So you want to make sure that you can do this. All right, let me just check some things here. Okay, great. We've got so many people. All right, if you're here live, make sure you look at the page so you know what I'm talking about. All right, now, getting back to the PowerPoint slides, when I click on this part of the folder, there are two different PowerPoint presentations. One is 21 ideas of how to dejunk your business, and one is step-by-step how to dejunk your business. Now, you have two choices of what to do with this. If you're in a hurry, or if you're a little lazy, and this happens with everybody, just take the PowerPoint, PDF it, so when you do File, Save, save it as a PDF, and give people the slides. Make sure you go through every single one of those slides, though, and have some personalization, have some affiliate links in there. At the end, have a call to action, even if it's only to please visit my main site and let me know what you thought about this. You want to have further engagement with people. Okay, because if they're seeing the PowerPoint presentations, they've already purchased the product. What can be next? You always want to have something next. Also, if they purchase your product, so Bev, this is for you if you don't have a list. When they purchase your product because they found it online because you made it available and made it easy for them to find it, or you did some paid advertising. Paid advertising works in about 24 hours. You know, building a list with blog posts and everything, that's kind of the slow vote. But in the beginning, people always feel like they don't have the money to advertise. So the question always is, do you have more time or more money? If you're starting a business, you may have to spend a little money. It doesn't hurt. All right, but once they buy, then they're on a list so you can sell them other things. All right, the best way to do the PowerPoints is to go through them, read them carefully, change anything you need to change or want to change, add an affiliate link or a link to something else that you have. Maybe you're going to offer a service of having them take some pictures of their office and send you those pictures, and you will give them ideas for what they can do to get more organized. And that can be fun. And maybe it's something that you do one time for $97. That could be an excellent idea as a follow-up, an upsell to what this is. But do the PowerPoint in your own voice. Do it as a presentation. Do it by yourself and capture that on the screen. And you can do it with Camtasia. There are so many different programs you can do it with. That way you have it as a webinar that you did by yourself, and you're giving them access to that. So that works extremely well. And you can do it in this case. They're giving you two sets of slides. Okay, the next one is resources. Resources are 9 pages, 1,473 words, and it's the resource Rolodex. And it's all kinds of things that people can use to stay more organized. I like this. And definitely there'll be something here that you can put an affiliate link in. Wonderful. All right, the last thing that's included here is, or maybe it's not the last thing, the tutorial. So the tutorial, and again, there's images included. The tutorial is lots and lots of pages. Here we go. It's a step-by-step template. Their title is How to Dejunk Your Business, Keys to Taking Control, Getting Organized, and Getting It All Done. You'll give it a different title. And it is 19 pages, 5,365 words, more potential blog post content. It's 10 steps. This is fantastic. Yeah, this is great, and the images are great. So here's an image of an office that makes me want to redo my things even once again. I usually redo my office about every 3 or 4 years. All right, so that's the tutorial. Next is the worksheet, and the worksheet is how many pages? I mean, I hope now you're seeing why I love this PLR so much. 8 pages, 914 words, and The worksheet it starts out with is, my company structure still relevant to my goals and business plan? So this is things to think about. I would go through this and I would add and take away from this. I would not spend more than 15 minutes doing that. And I would again add a footer, put my information at the bottom. All right, the final thing here is the coaching business tools. And the coaching business tools, it's really a list. It's some bonuses, and it's a list of different tools that will be good for your business. So that's the final thing to go through. Now, you don't need to include everything in the product, but I would. I don't think I would take anything away from this. I think it's excellent to have as much as possible, because the idea for all of us, when we buy something, we want to be wowed. We want to say, fantastic, look at all this stuff we got in this product. And we want the person to send us autoresponder messages so we can further engage with them. We want to bounce some ideas, because if we were interested in organizing our business at some point, we're interested in other things related to that. All right, and William is here, and he says, SEO content direct is his site. All right, so email me about that. Okay, any other questions about what we are doing when we slightly rewrite, so not big rewrites, get this content all organized and ready to go in a product? Let me go through the steps again, because a couple people are asking, you know, say again how to do it. The first thing you want to do is buy good PLR. Get that PLR coming and keep it organized on your hard drive. Like I said, I'm putting it in Dropbox in folders, and the people I buy from, I have a different folder for each one so I can go back and find it. Like, I'm coming out with a podcasting product soon, and I'm including PLR from two different people and my own experiences, because I've been podcasting now just coming up on 3 years regularly. So I have lots to say and share about that topic. But I wanted to keep that all organized, so I had it, and I knew it was from different people over time. And I looked back and read it, nothing had changed with podcasting. So you want to get it coming. When you find something that you want to turn into a product, then don't be so picky. Just pick something. It's business, and the idea of business is to earn money. So you can't say, well, this wasn't what I wanted. That's not so good. If you're waiting for perfection, you're going to starve and live on the street. It won't happen. No perfection. Life isn't perfect. It just isn't. So pick something. Start going through it. As you're going through it, think of a domain that you could buy that would make sense for the people that you want to serve in relation to the product that you're going to sell. Buy that domain. You can add it to your hosting account, or when you contact a person that's going to do the tech for you, just say, this is the domain. Please go in and change the name servers and add it to my hosting. Give them that information. And if you're working with new tech people, this is what I do. I change my passwords before I have the person go into my accounts. So I change everything to something that's more generic. I write it down so I won't forget it. And I say, this is what I need. I need this done in the next day or two. Shouldn't take longer than a couple days, right? You give them the passwords. Let them go into what they need to go into. Usually they need to go into your hosting, and sometimes into your registrar, like GoDaddy, unless you know how to do that. If you know how to do that, you just do it. They go in, they make the changes, they can add the product. That all can be done in a day or two. Once they've done everything and they send it back to you and you have your product up for sale because you've given them everything for the download, told them everything that they need to do, then you go back and change your passwords back to what you had originally. So that way, you know they only had access during that time. Once they've done work for you for a few months and you're getting a good feeling about them, then share passwords with them. I have three people on the planet that are not family members, people that just work for me that have access to my sites. And I really trust the people. I've never had any issues, and I've been doing this now since end of 2005, beginning of 2006, so 8.5 years for sure, and I've never had an issue with a service provider like that. All right, and Rachel, yeah, just hit reply to any of my emails, and that's my email. All right, and Dana says, how do you set up the PLR folder hierarchy on your hard drive? I set it up for each one. So for Nicole and Melissa, it just is called Nicole and Melissa. And then within that, everything is in there the way I buy it because it all has a title. So I can go through any time and see the titles. Right? You know, and for Alice Seba, her folder is called Alice Seba. So I keep everything very simple in my business. That's why I make so much money. I can guarantee it at this point. The more people I see complicating things and making very little income, I see that what I do works. If it's a little complicated, my eyes glaze over and I say, I'm not that smart. I can't figure it out. I don't know what you're trying to do. People used to laugh in the beginning. They don't laugh at me so much now because it pays off to keep it super, super simple. My goal is to have everything simple, so simple that if I needed to, I could have someone, I'm going to say 14, but I'm going to say 16, somebody 16 years old, be able to come into my home office, either here in Santa Barbara or over in Santa Clarita. I could explain everything to them of what I do, and they would say, yeah, I understand. Yes, I understand completely what you're saying. If it would be confusing to a 16-year-old B student, I'm going to say, so not a straight A student, a B student, if it's confusing to them, it's probably too confusing for the real world. Keep everything really, really simple. Anything that you see out there that's working, whatever that might be, if it's a simple concept and if it's implemented in a very simplistic way, it's much more likely to be successful. So if things are all confusing, now with me, if things are confusing, I have to write them down. And I use paper for that. I don't do it on the computer. I take a piece of paper. So if you're like Leslie's saying, when she goes through the package of things with PLR, she's not sure, there's so many things, I would make a list. So right now, if I go back here in this folder to everything, I would write down. I would say, okay, there's a 21 idea blueprint. This is 21 ideas for de-junking your business. Then I would say calendar. This is this many pages. This has this. Here's the checklist. This is this. There's two sets of PowerPoint slides. One is on this topic. One is on this. One is 30 slides. One is 49 slides. Here's the resources, and this includes this. Here's the tutorial. Here's the worksheet. And here's the business tools. Then you could go back and say, well, gee, I really would like to add this to it. Maybe you want to add some books, because I don't think anything in this product talks about any books. Maybe you've either written a book yourself or you've read a book that you know would be perfect. You know, when I put this together, I'm going to include my time management strategies for entrepreneurs book. It really makes a lot of sense. Staying organized and managing your time go hand in hand. So I would put, you know, my direct link, not an affiliate link, you're not allowed to for Amazon. I would put my direct link into this product so people could see it. And I would say, this is a book that I wrote, and I co-wrote that book with Jeff Hoff. All right, and Bev says, so Dana, I hope I answered your question. Bev says, would you set up different sites for each product or promote from one place? Maybe you weren't here in the beginning. Every idea, every product, everything you do has its own domain. So one idea, one autoresponder, one product, one domain name. Once you start mixing things and having something on one site and something on else, it won't work. I can guarantee that it won't work. It's too confusing. Too confusing. So keep it simple. That's why I have 557 domains. Like coachingstickyglue.com. That's a domain that's forwarded to my affiliate link for Nicole and Melissa's site. I can remember coachingstickyglue. I always can remember that. Other domains I have, like hugeprofitstinylist.com, that goes to one of my blogs. ConnieReaganGreen.com goes to one of my blogs. So every domain has a purpose, but one domain can never have more than one purpose. If it's a new idea, it gets a new domain. All right. I think I have covered everything that I wanted to cover, so thank you so much for spending time with me today. This has been a long call, but I believe it's been worth it. I would encourage you to check out those links that I have recommended, coachingstickyglue.com, connielovis.me/Alice, and connieloves.me/DIY, and that stands for do it yourself, and see what they have, especially the /DIY. A lot of niche topics in there. A lot of fantastic stuff. Fantastic. Also, if you're interested in setting up like a food blog and you want to start promoting things around food, that can be so, so lucrative. And it's Alice Seba's along with a lady named Lynette Chandler that's so smart. What a smart person she is. connieloves.me/foodblog, and you'll see what's there. But take a look at what you can get, buy these packages, and create a product for yourself at least once a month. Have a new product. You will feel so empowered if you do this. And as you start to make sales and build a list and really get things going, you will be very happy that you took this time, because none of us have a background in setting up digital products on the internet. We just know it hasn't been around that many years. So if you're telling me that you're pretty new to this, you're in your first year or so with this, then it hasn't been that long for me. I can remember what that was like. And I was online about 3 years before I started buying PLR and resale rights and putting them together as products. And once I did, I thought, gee, why wasn't I doing this before? I just didn't figure it out soon enough. And why wouldn't other people? If you want to continue to have, you know, products with your name on it, get them out there. And they will be unique because it's your name and your spin on it, your domain, and you will love what you're doing. So let me refresh one last time. And everybody, thank you, thank you. And Dave says we are connected. And yes, I will look you up when I come back to Canada. So thanks again, everyone. This is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com with another call in the podcast series. Take care, everyone.